Hey folks, Dan Troyer here with your closing bell for September 9th, 2025. So mortgage rates, they popped a little bit. The bond market kind of deteriorated at the end of the day. Did you guys see that jobs report number that came in? When that number came out this morning, there was over 900,000 jobs that just vanished. Where'd they go? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. And I thought those would affect rates a little bit more than they did, as well as the stock market. And the stock market doesn't look too bad. And then there's that tariff thing that I've been talking about. Right up through here, Supreme Court's going to hear that on fast track. So that's going to be coming here soon. So without further ado, I'm going to try to give you guys all this information and how that in the news is affecting these things over here and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I come in here each day to explain to you guys why mortgage rates are moving. And I want you to understand it, because in today's market, a lot of you are out there sitting, waiting to buy a house and waiting for that price or that rate to come down a little bit to make it more affordable. And then a lot of you guys are sitting on the sidelines just waiting for rates to get right in the sweet spot to refinance. Some people are taking advantage of it. Some are waiting on the sidelines. I'm going to give you my thoughts on where rates are going from here over the next week, to maybe a couple months, and where we're looking long term. So without further ado, folks, let's get to it. So here's what we're seeing in the markets right through here. When the jobs report number came out, I'm like, this is going to be terrible. How the markets are going to react, I don't know, because it's going to really force the Federal Reserve to cut rates unless the inflation numbers take a skyrocket upwards. So I'm going to give you my estimates on where the inflation numbers are coming, because we have two major components coming out in the next few days. Here's what's coming down the pike. We have on Wednesday, we have the PPI, the producer inflation numbers. Those are going to come out. We have some estimates on where they're going to come in. We're going to factor in those. I did do the AI forecast on this. I'm going to show you where our numbers are on compared to these. So the thoughts are, if these numbers came in at point, well, that's going to show inflation isn't going crazy. So with that new jobs numbers, the Federal Reserve is going to have to cut rates. But wonder if the inflation numbers on the PPI, producer inflation, or even the consumer inflation that's coming out the next day, wonder if these skyrocket. Well, that's the dilemma that the Federal Reserve is going to monitor. So let's get over to what our thoughts are short-term, mid-term, and long-term for rates, and especially the whys behind it. Okay, so here's what we're looking at tomorrow, producer inflation. It shocked us last time because the number went up. It was expected, I think, to come in at like 0.3 or something like that. It came in at 0.6 on a month-over-month basis, right down through here. See where this says July? The July reading was 0.9%, a month-over-month spike came mainly from the servicing industry, trade margins, freight, portfolio management. August should show a cool down, a 0.3, but service inflation is still sticky. The ISM measures back that up. And we focus in on ISM numbers as well, because that gives us a beat on where the inflation is coming on the producer side. Year over year, we're going to go in with a 3.3% estimate. I think that's what the economists are expecting. So let's get up to here. So what I did is I created this. And here's what it's telling us. Here's where we were last time the PPI numbers came out, the producer inflation. Month over month, it was up 0.9. This was a shock. But then when everybody read into the numbers, it was like, okay, this is mainly service related and the market's kind of stabilized. Year over year, it was at 3.3. Okay, that's those numbers. Okay, now let's get over to the core numbers. This strips out food and energy. Month over month, expected to go up 0.3. And core year over year is expected to go up 2.9. So this is the last numbers. So what we're trying to figure out now is, with the economist estimates like you have over through here, the PPI, Bloomberg saying it's going to go from 0.9 to 0.3 on the core. And then on the PPI in regular, 0.9 to 0.3. That's what Bloomberg's telling us. Well, let's get over to the AI system and let's see what it's telling us based on the information it's able to pull down from the internet. So it's telling us right through here, here's what our forecast is. The rate update forecast is this. I'm expecting the headline month over month to come in at 0.3. I'm expecting the year over year to come in at 3.3. Core at 0.3. And the core year over year at 3. It's basically right in line with estimates across the board, other than Gemini. What I did with the Gemini system, I put in the same information, and it's coming back with this. It's saying the month-over-month number is going to be 0.3, and the year-over-year number is going to be 2.5. So we're going to focus in on see which one of these is most accurate. As long as these numbers come in at point, I don't think we're going to have a huge, you know, debacle in the stock market or the bond market, because I'm thinking that, okay, this is telling us the inflation isn't going crazy, even with the tariffs, all the tariff news we have. But we do have that tariff dilemma on the top of the news that we have right now. You got through here. The Supreme Court is going to fast track this. This is why I want to explain to you guys why this is such a big deal. And I've been telling you guys that for this over the last couple of days because I want you to understand how big a deal this is. Okay, so right now, they're saying that the tariffs brought in almost $1 billion in revenue. Okay, so here's what might happen. If this comes back and it's deemed illegal, we have to refund that money. We don't have the money already, so what do we have to do? Well, we have to publish or produce a whole bunch of bonds to bring in the money to pay all the countries back their money. Well, if you flood the market with bonds, rates are going to go up, folks. So this is probably the biggest news out, other than the CPI and the inflation numbers that we're reading over the next few days. This could dwarf that number. So please, if you're doing anything, I don't care if you're going through me with a mortgage or just watching the markets, please pay more attention to this than most of the other news that you're going to get. So this is going to play a bigger role than I think the media is even playing it out to be. So that's what we're looking at right through here. The following day, what we're going to get is consumer inflation that you're seeing on Wednesday or Thursday. I'm sorry. Tomorrow night at our closing bell, I'll give you what my thoughts are on this. And we've been pretty much nailing this. But so far with the analysts we have is we're going right with consensus on this. So if there's any different variations from what the estimates are right through here, it might move the markets. I'm not expecting these numbers to come in cooler than expected because we also didn't have oil dropping below, $65 for a long term. So you're probably going to see a lot of these numbers just stagnant at this time. That's what I'm assuming. And it looks like that's what the forecasts are with the economists right now. So not looking for any major shocks in the market tomorrow when it comes to this information. The news that we're going to focus in on is how tariffs are going. And we're also going to keep an eye on those employment numbers because we get those numbers also each Thursday. We get initial jobless claims and continued claims. So we're going to focus in on that on Thursday. So Thursday is going to be a lot of information, folks. So I suggest you tune in first thing in the morning there. If we go over to the Federal Reserve watch list thing with the Federal Reserve monitors, well, they monitor these things right here. With that 1 million people just added to the unemployment claims, I'm assuming it's going to increase the unemployment rate. We'll see how that goes, because if that starts ticking up a little bit higher, full employment is still considered under 5%. So at 4.3, we're still there. So this could tick up a little bit more, and it still will be under the Federal Reserve's mandate of full employment, which is 5% unemployment rate. So that's what you're seeing on that part of it. Now, what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting or meetings based on this jobs report that we just got today? Well, let's check it out. We're going to scroll down through here and look at probability. This morning, it was about, it is bigger now than it was before. So there is a 91% chance, folks, the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates at this meeting. So they're going to cut rates at the next meeting. Now, what are they going to go further? So it's going to be all play a role in how these jobs report numbers come in, as well as the tariff news. And we should have that news hopefully shortly, because it's fast-tracked now on the through the Supreme Court. So that's going to be contingent on what the Federal Reserve does after that, because the meeting will be after the Federal Reserve's meeting in about a week and a half. But hopefully it's done by the October meeting. If not, it should be done by the December meeting. That's going to play a huge role in what goes on with these. So folks, don't look to give horse in the mouth. These rates can be gone within the matter of a heartbeat, but they also can drop. That's the dilemma we have in this market. What do you do and how do you do it? So if you're looking to buy, you might be in a range. I would suggest using a 6.5% rate right now to see if you qualify, maybe even 7%, just to be sure that you can qualify for that house, not knowing what the tariff news is going to come at. But if you're looking to refinance, folks, you're in a pretty sweet spot. This is as low as rates have been since last September, so the lowest rates we've seen in the last year. If you're check out to see what what your cost would be on this, what your savings would be, maybe what your break-even point would be, might be a good time to look at refinance. If you need some help with that, well, jump over to my website. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. I've been doing this for over 35 years, so put my experience and my knowledge to work for you guys. Here's the cool thing. We have a slogan here. Actually, I created it. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do this? Well, the bank that I work at, they had this ingenuity. They're like, okay, we're a bank, but how can we become a broker so when people call us, we can give them tons of different options? That's what they did. So we can compare your loan approval with over 30 different lenders out there. These are banks, credit unions, and mortgage companies. And so that's what we can do for you guys. If you want to check that out, see how we can do that, one credit pool, one application, just go to the rateupdate.com. Here's our website. I'm going to show you a couple different variations here. If you're looking to buy a house, we have some products here that might really help you. Right through here, this is a down payment assistance program that will give you up to $7,000. And the benefit here, there's no strings attached. What a lot of people are finding right now is when they go to refinance and they have that second lien on their property that was a down payment assistance loan. I told you guys to avoid those. Well, now people are getting stuck with those because now you owe more money on your house than it's worth because you got the money. You didn't put a lot of money down. You got that big down payment assistance loan that really helped you out, but now it's kind of biting you in the butt. So please, if you're looking to buy your first house and need some down payment assistance, make sure you get a loan that you don't have to pay back or grant money that you don't have to pay back. If you're looking to refinance, well, click the refinance tab right up there. You don't really know what rate you want. Well, do me a favor. Just go in and put in, you know, look at your mortgage statement and put in, you know, a rate at 1% lower than where it is. So what you're going to do here is you're going to tell me what rate you want to refinance. You know, I'm going to ask you what rate you want. So when the rate hits it, I personally will be reaching out to you to say, okay, here's what it looks like. Here's what your new payment would be. Here's what the costs look like. Here's your break-even point is. Does it work out? If it works out, be happy to help you out. If it doesn't, well, maybe let's wait for rates to hopefully drop a little bit further. So that's our report for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something today. But tomorrow, the news that's coming out will be the producer inflation numbers. I'm expecting those to come in at point. If they don't, they come in lower, which I'm not expecting. That's great news for the markets. If it comes in a little bit higher, that might put the Federal Reserve in a little bit more dilemma than they already are. So tune in tomorrow morning to find out what happens and the whys behind why these might be charging in tomorrow. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I appreciate you guys watching. If you would, I'm trying to get to 40,000 subscribers by the end of the month. You guys can help me out. We're about 1,000 away. You can subscribe down over there. I'd greatly appreciate it. That's all I'm asking for you for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. See you here in the morning. Bye-bye.